At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Ready for your love questions? Celeste in Laurel writes, my husband is studying to be a pastor and he uses profanity at home. When he's stressed, he will smoke weed. He shouldn't pursue this profession if he's going to be a hypocrite. Should I tell our senior pastor about his behavior or not?
What? Wow, you the wife?
Telling your husband? Yeah, that's wow. A.
That's crazy. You don't even have to testify in court on your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So he done married a snitch. Yeah, basically. Well, you know, he's studying to be a pastor. That's the difference between a lot of people. Studying to be a pastor and called to be a pastor are two different things to my understanding and the way I grew up and was raised. So he's studying to be something he may not be qualified for. My degree in college was advertising. Mm-hmm. I have no business sitting up in no advertising office. One of the many wrong decisions I made as a young man. Yeah. And so, you know, it's just another bad decision. You ain't got to tell nobody. It ain't going to work out. But you can go,
let
tell
it ride. Pastor, run his course.
Yeah, this can run his course right here.
He's too far over there.
Oh, come on, man. He ain't even trying to come back.
I'll
tell you what's really making him cuss them theological tests.
All right, moving on to Benita in Tampa. Benita says, I'm in love with a man that owns two car washes and he hands out complimentary mimosas to women on Saturday and Sunday. He claims it's marketing, but I think he does it so he and the guys can meet women. Is this marketing or macking?
Sound like marketing to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, it's marketing. It works. Look what it did to you. You probably got handed one of them mimosas. Mm-hmm. And now look at yours. You finna marry the man. Great marketing.
She is in love with them.
Mac marketing.
Yeah, I call it marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, free mimosas. Yeah, I'm all for it. Sounds like great marketing. We on the Steve Harvey National Radio Show talking about it. Marketing. Outstanding. Boy, this guy's brilliant.
Yeah. I hope they're drinking responsibly. All right, Wanda in Mapleton says, my daughter
is
17.
It's a mimosa, Shirley.
I know. Still has champagne in it.
Just go ahead. Everybody ain't affected by it like you, Shirley.
This one's from Wanda in Mapleton. Wanda says, my daughter is 17 and she hit her boyfriend in the eye after catching him next door in the pool with the 16-year-old girl that lives there. I told my daughter that she shouldn't hit him. She shouldn't have hit him. But now the boy is flaunting the new girl in my daughter's face and she's so hurt, I want to pop him. How do I console her?
You can't. This is life. This is what happens along the way. Boy meets girl. Girl meets boy. Boy likes girl. Girl likes boy. Boy looks across the fence, see another girl. Boy like her, too. He ain't committed. This boy's 17. Uh-huh. You don't even understand what's driving him right now. He's not driven by his mind and his brain. He's driven by hormones. He in the pool with the 16-year-old girl, splashing around. She splashed some water on his face. What did that do? That got him aroused. What are they doing now? Now they walking around town. It don't take much. He's 17. You couldn't do nothing to me. Nothing. If I saw a girl pulling her pants up, not even because they was down, just, you know, just walking, just trying to make sure they stay up. I was heated. Oh, my God. She want me. She doing that in front of my face. She see me staring at her. That girl ain't got eyes in the back of her head. Lady, you got to relax. Your daughter, this ain't her last time getting hurt either.
No, it's not.
Okay. That boy didn't hit her or nothing like that. He just changed his mind.
Yeah.
He gonna get another one.
Yeah. And she shouldn't be hitting him anyway. You told her right, Wanda, not to hit anybody. She should.
Girls don't hit these dudes. No. They ain't raised right.
No. You
can't these dudes hit women nobody. Back. Keep your hands to yourself, ladies.
Yes. Yes.
Because these cats out here, they not raised like this.
Mm-mm. They will hit you back. Yeah. All right. Last one, Steve. This one's from Dina in North Carolina. Dina says, my boyfriend had a barbecue so his parents could meet me. I made beans, potato salad, greens, a pound cake, and banana pudding. Delicious. His mother said my food tasted like hospital food. Oh. And I got defensive.
I know what that tastes like. I can tell you.
I didn't have any seasoning. She said, I got defensive and said, well, don't eat it. My boyfriend said it was unnecessary and rude, but what his mama said wasn't.
His mama told the truth. Let me tell you something, girl. You ain't got enough experience to make barbecue classics for the family barbecue. The baked beans, the potato salad, the pound cake. Are you crazy? This is black folk classic. Yeah. The hell you making potato salad for? You know how hard it is to get that right?
Yeah.
You didn't open up a can of Campbell's pumpkin beans and heated them up and gave them to them black people. Hospital food. Yeah. Pound cake. You done went down there to the grocery store and bought a Sara Lee pound cake. Hospital food.
Yeah. I'm on Gina's
side. Sat in
here
and bought the potato salad from Publix. Hospital food. Sit up here and try to make these black people eat this. And you young. He said it tastes like hospital food. Cause it did. What, Carla?
What did she put in them greens?
Oh, and them green. Oh, I forgot I left that off. The green. Nothing. You just boiling greens. They wasn't even cooked all the way through. They in there chewing stalk. You didn't throw the stalks out. You just chopped them up small. Your collard greens in there looking like kale. You just in here just wrong.
They're tough. Yeah.
They in there chewing them like it's kale.
I'm on Dina's side. His mom was.
I told man, you shut up, Shirley. This is no one non-cooking person talking to another. Don't listen to Shirley about mama nothing with rude. Cooking, cause her can't cook either. And Shirley no rude when she hear, cause she done heard all of that before. It's been hospital food. It's been clinic
whatever.
Snacks. She's had. Somebody told Shirley her food tastes like emergency room medicine.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.